holding close, holding on. I am going and coming back, being around the center of vital forces. I am because I was and re-was before, and that I will be and re-be again. You are before a promise of infinity. This circle contains infinite life, stretching backward and forward along a spiral, endless, with no beginning and no end. See the outer edge of this circle, not static, but ever moving. See the sun that moves unceasingly along its outer border. You are that sun. You rise and set, set and rise. You have always been. You will always be. Endlessly transform. There are four moments in the journey of the sun that is you. Start at your outermost right point on the circle, where two crystals meet. This is dawn, your birth, as you emerge from the ancestral emptiness, fullness of the cosmic womb. From dawn to the circle's top, midday, the peak of life. From midday to sunset on the left, as this life dims. From sunset to midnight, death to ancestor at the bottom of the circle, in the darkest, depthless night. Then dawn again, you rise, everlasting. This circle is cut in two, above and below. The upper half of that boundary is Kuunseke, this world we are in, here and now, on this land that tumbles, then sloping sighs toward this ocean called Pacific. In this stretch of humanity, now called Los Angeles. The lower half of the boundary is Ku Mpemba, the spirit nighttime, place of the body transfigured, a flight in a watery abyss of deepest midnight, of endless darkness in the embrace of millions, ancestors and descendants, umbilical cord of the cosmos. The line that cuts across is a horizon. It is a river. It is the sea. It is where this earth, so small within the folds of an infinite universe, meets the sky. It is a boundary and a door. It is a mirror. To pass through from this world to the ancestral is to change, to die, to be born. These are one and the same. The horizon is called Kalunga. It is immensity that one cannot measure. It is all in all. It is change that continually generates. This cosmogram, called a Dikenga, is a portal to every death you have died, every life you have lived, a portal to the infinite ancestral plane, a portal for spirit to connect to cosmos. Look upwards and see the sky open into solar system. Look inwards, expand self, imploding, infinite depth of universe within. Feel ancestors, descendants, span this planet and every other planet, star, galaxy, and universe, to places you know and have ever been. Euphrates, Congo, Nile, Mississippi. Baime Bahait. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. Feel your DNA in each cell reverberate with memory and prophecy across millennia, light years, and into the future. Feel yourself vibrating through the stones before you, humans and universe as bouncing, dancing molecules. Purple fluorite, stone that fluoresces, holds light to glow bright in the dark, flows in hydrothermal veins within the earth. Jade, cool light, more precious than gold, stone of burial suits that link earth to sky, face of the were-jaguar, funeral mask of kings and countenance of gods. Rose quartz, molten magma free flow to be caught as crystal, titanium bounded to silicon and oxygen, blush rose, calm the heart. Lapis lazuli, stone of the heavens, for it contains the stars. Birthed deep in the Hindu Kush, mined from Sar Isang, Afghanistan, for nearly 9,000 years continuously. Crushed to make the deepest blue cloth for the Virgin Mary, painted by Michelangelo and Raphael, dressed in the waves, she became Yemaya in a new world, celestial sea, heavenly mother stretched across horizon. Portal to sky, earth, ocean, the desert. Erna Brodber's book, Mayal. Sunrise, sunset, the Caribbean diaspora in Florida. Spit of land clothed in tidal swells, reaching down to brush the islands, sheathed by crashing Atlantic and shallow gulf. Confluence of Caribbean and American South. The healing properties of sound and laughter. The soft, insistent sway of lover's rock. Bass caress the dance floor. Holding close. Holding on. The Dogon in Mali, master astronomers, eyes upon clear desert sky, descent in a flash from Sigutolo, Sirius A. Birth, Nomo twins along the rainbow path, iridescent skinned amphibious ancestors from 8.6 light years away. Speak in Sigiso, extraterrestrial tongue. Dance the dead into the next world every 60 years. Sigi, following the movement of the stars. Listen to the indwelling spirits. Heart beats as drum beats via Milford Graves. In an interview conducted on October 28, 2020, a few months before his crossing over the Kalunga line to ancestorhood, the jazz musician, philosopher, teacher, Milford Graves, spoke to his collaborators, a professor of pediatrics and a professor of molecular biology and cardiovascular science. He told them that indigenous West African spiritual practitioners listen to the indwelling spirit when they engage in ritual rhythm making. He explained that these drum, hand, foot beats traveled from the Yoruba in Nigeria to the Caribbean, then on to the American South. This indwelling spirit is a heartbeat, a message crossing over, an ancestral cellular rhythm, possession, palpitation, ritual drum mirror to the heart, ritual beat portal to spirit, to total liberation. He told them, "I don't own this information. It was passed on to me by some higher form. We are light filtered lovingly, meaning we are dark. We are back from outer space. We are evidence. We are trace. We are stardust after taste." Dub by Alexis Pauline Gums. If you gathered them, they would be everyone. Collect your dead. Put yourself in the center and draw them in. Where the river and ocean connect, in Frenchman's Cove, in Jamaica. Crystal water. Cold currents run rogue in warm Caribbean sea. Mother, let me melt in harmony with you. Nanny Falls in Moortown, Jamaica. Blue Mountains anchor, axis between worlds. Pineapples, moon cycles, Bamako. This circle contains infinite life, stretching backward and forward along a spiral, endless, with no beginning and no end. You stand before infinity. By Rachel Grace Newman.